Hey, Jan Stewart, Skiznot. And I just dropped off a rental car in my San Francisco neighborhood and walked up the hill. I'm getting closer to home, and everybody seems to be really happy to see me. This for no reason. I walked by a bar, and people started cheering. And now, as I walk by, some of the cars are honking their horns. I never knew I was so popular. All right, how you doing? It's good to see you too. No, really, this isn't necessary. I'm going to ask these people, how do you feel about Wrecking Crew Radio? Apparently they're big fans of Wrecking Crew Radio. I know, I'm almost home, just a few more blocks.
Welcome to Wrecking Crew Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Wrecking Crew Radio! Radio!
And now your hosts, Jay, Stu, and Questionable Mike.
And for once, he's actually here.
Yay! And probably the last, too.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Well,
it's
the last.
It's a me, Jay.
It's a Mario.
And that's Stu over there.
That's Stu.
And that's Mike over there.
And Mike in the hands.
And we got somebody else here. There's a full house tonight, but I got a question for you, sir. Did you ever hear your theme music? Because you were supposed to have a segment, you know.
No, I never did.
Well, then let's introduce him by playing this lovely theme music that he's never heard that was created just for you in your segment that's never
actually. Oh, dear Lord, I'm afraid.
Here you go. Speak up! Speak up! Speak! Speak!
Are you ready?
That's supposed to be for your segment, In the Ring with Spank Dog.
Dude, wow. I want music just for Stu.
Wow.
That was awesome.
I'm honored.
That's Skiznot, man.
Thank you, Skiznot.
You need to have like a Motley Stu.
Skiznot is the Shiznot. Shiznot.
Could you like imagine the girls playing and then
Motley Stu. Motley Stu.
Skiznot.
Getting just down saying. With his hand at night. Motley Stu. Doing things and it just ain't right. Modless do. There you go.
Why did it sound more like
girls, girls, girls? But don't ever do that again.
Yeah,
no. That was awful.
So anyway, we got Spank Dog with us tonight. So I don't. Have you been on Wrecking Crew?
Can't say that.
I don't think you have.
That little segment we recorded after the Weird Al show, but
so for some you've been on the segment then. But for some of our listeners, this might be their first time hearing your luscious tones.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're gonna do things the way we always do things. We got a special request from Stewie tonight, so we're gonna start out with a segment that I don't think we've done here on the show before.
Really?
Really. So be quiet.
Bye.
That's right. App Junkie Stu has an app that he wants to talk about on his phone, which I'm assuming is what he's looking up right now. But he looks very confused, as if he doesn't know what the app was.
I put it in a folder.
He's always confused, Jay.
So we, from time to time, Stu and I are app whores.
You whore.
We're not going to lie, dude. When we put plug your thing in the other day and you have like six, you have like almost 7 gig worth of apps on your phone. And I have 5 gig on my touch. Anyway, I...
You asshole.
I have 5 gig. So from time to time, we might, if there's an app that we particularly like or one that we think you should avoid. For example, the Katy Perry game. Don't get it. It's stupid.
I had it.
I did too for all of...
It's gone.
I was like, is it going to be hot Katy Perry-ness? No, it's just lame. It plays one song and I don't... It's like Tap Tap Revenge is all it is essentially.
Pretty much. Would you like to...
We've done Lost Mike for this episode, guys.
We done Lost Mike a long time ago, my friend. So what app did you want to speak on tonight?
The latest purchase, actually, would be due to the relevance of our classes that we've been taking.
Oh, here we go again, guys. Martial arts, we take it. I almost broke my foot last night, but I'll talk about that later. I bought the same app, dude, so go ahead, though, because you told me about it.
Yes, because... Shit.
John Jack.
The John Jack Machado online Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Volume 1.
Now, that's John Jack. That's J-E-A-N-J-A-Q-U-E-S.
Machado.
Machado.
M-A-C-H-U-D-O.
Is it U-D-O? Machado?
Machado.
It's pronounced Machado. Anyway... He's an awesome jiu-jitsu artiste.
ADO.
But the app is mostly, it's just videos.
It's instructional videos.
Instructional videos, which is cool because unlike a lot of things, you don't have to be online to watch them.
No, they're actually pre-recorded.
Which is pretty cool. And this is volume
one,
so there'll be more.
Hence volume one.
Yes. You're right. So along those same lines, I would highly recommend The Women of MMA. It's also a fantastic app. It's just hot fighting chicks. And you can, it'll take you to their links and stuff, but there's also pictures of them, and you can watch them fight, too.
And that in the category of self-mutilation, I guess you could say.
What?
What?
I don't have that.
Mm. Well, there's also another app called Stair Dismount. Fun.
Ah, you should play Max, if you like that game. What is it, Max? I can't think of the name of it. There's two of them now, Max something and Max something 2, and you just get to throw a dummy around and see if you can hurt him as much as possible.
So they're throwing Stu around.
Pretty much.
Shut it, dude.
I have been addicted most recently to a game called, what do they call those things? Ragdoll Cannon.
Uh-huh.
The game is fun as hell, and you actually have to use your brain.
Really. Max Injury.
Max Injury. Well, part 2's out for free now. Yep. Max Injury 2, yes. Those games are fun. I get really addicted. I've got my favorite game folder. My kids have probably... Well, it looks like my kids attempted to...
download something?
Yeah. I think they bought something for me the other day.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Of course, Plants vs. Zombies, because everybody needs that, and Sneezies. But I like Angry Zombs, or Angry Zombies, Veggie Samurai, Stone Wars, Ragdoll Cannon, Ancient Wars. Those are, like, my favorite games on there. But I want to talk about a real quick app before we move on that I got, which is really pretty sweet. I think you and I were talking about it the other day, but essentially, I think it's called Daily Burn. And it's a really cool app. You can go on, you connect online, you can set up a profile, and you can put in your height and weight, and you can put in your target weight. You can put in how many calories you want to eat a day. It'll tell you how many you should, and then you can kind of put in. And then you can actually go on the app every day and search foods, like, just by looking them up, and it'll tell you how many calories. And then you can also... put in different exercises, and it'll tell you how many, approximately how many calories it burned. It's a really cool thing. It's called Daily Burn. It's worth picking up. That's the freebie.
And it's not like Mike's Daily Burn.
No, that's chafing, and he needs to stop.
Chafing? Wait a minute. It's
you're supposed to use lotion, Mike, so that doesn't happen.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Wait a minute. It's called hands-on
training. Put the fucking lotion in the basket!
It's hands-on training. It's self-employment, okay?
Yeah, let's go into that.
It's called
self-enjoyment, not self-employment.
So do you have any other apps you want to talk about?
It's a hand job. Get it?
No. We're gonna go into our next segment.
I think it's time to watch the boob. Tube can't get enough of the boob. Tube gotta see the boob. Turning on my tube, let's turn on the boob tube and we'll tell you what's on.
Oh yeah, so I've been harping on you, dude. Yeah, because you need to, because you're slowly catching up.
Oh,
but you need to catch up faster. We are watching.
Well, my hours at work have been a little.
Yeah, well, mine too. But
crazy.
I lay in bed and I watch it.
I just go to sleep.
We're Supernatural fans, and apparently Stu's a fan of picking his nose,
digging for gold.
Really, you just don't even care anymore if there's people watching.
What?
Gar.
It's treasure.
So we're Supernatural fans, and you're a couple episodes behind, but
yes.
you're watching.
I'm getting there.
You just watched Weekend at Bobby's.
Correct.
Which is an awesome episode.
Yes.
I like that they kind of go back and show you Bobby a little bit and how things go in his world.
I like the chipper.
Isn't that brilliant? What were they supposed to use to kill her? Like something real special, and he's like, where did you find one? He's like, I used a wood chipper. I was like,
okay,
I guess that works, yeah. Because where I'm at, we finally know what's going on with Sam and everything. So you're just about, I think you're like two episodes behind me. So
yeah.
You'll catch up. What about you guys, man? You guys watching anything on the booby tooby?
Well, I've been watching a lot of boobs.
This would be TV
with
shows,
relevance.
Man.
Oh,
TV
okay.
Shows.
Oh, okay.
Work with us here, Mike.
Like, I'm trying.
Tom and Jerry don't count, Mike. Those are cartoons.
And Rocket Welsh doesn't count either.
No kidding.
Of course, we were talking earlier, I'm a huge Mythbusters fan, for those who do not know. I'm a monster hit Mythbusters fan. It's probably one of my favorite shows on TV. And I'm almost caught up on The Mentalist for this season. You haven't watched any.
Probably like about a year.
Well, let's talk about the most recent thing that started. Episode 2 of it just came out last week. It's going to be a 6-episode miniseries run, and I think if it does well enough, they're talking about a full series, but that would be The Walking Dead, which, have you seen it?
Not yet, but somebody that
one.
I do know was in the very first episode. Of
really?
I think Stewie Dozy, Marty, the
McFly.
burnout from Fairfield.
Who
he hung around with Big Bill and all those guys.
Do you know who he was in it?
I have no idea.
I didn't
watch the
just
first
a zombie.
Episode.
I don't recall.
As a huge fan of the graphic novels, I have been thoroughly impressed with the series so far. But it is like Frank Darabont produced, and he's the guy that gives us all the good Stephen King movies except for The Mist. I don't give a shit what anybody says. That's one of my favorite stories of all time, and the end of that movie blew chunks, man.
Chuckles.
So am I the only one that's watching TV? And I don't even get to watch much.
You're not.
I'm
watching
them late.
Fight Quest.
Fight Quest but is awesome, but you're...
Yeah,
that's
well,
from a couple seasons
yeah,
ago.
Well.
The show that I've been watching for the last 3 seasons and only runs from about September to about mid-November is Sons of Anarchy on FX.
I haven't watched it, but, you know, I caught a few minutes of it the other night. Holy crap, like everybody's in that.
It's probably one of the best.
And Ron Perlman in that?
Ron Perlman plays one of the main characters in it. He is
the chick
he's
from
actually the one
Married
that's in
with Children
of the
Peggy?
Peg Bundy.
What's her name?
Katie Sagal.
Katie Sagal.
Steven Seagal's wife?
No.
That one dude
sister?
Her
husband is the one that actually directed and produced the show. He
the
wrote
one
that
dude,
part just for her.
The one dude's in that's in everything you've ever seen. I don't know his name, but he doesn't age at all. He's a dude that's got like a goatee.
He's
got the really kind of creepy eyes. And
I think his name's like Mark Jr. Boone or something like
he
that.
He was in...
he's been in just about all kinds of movies.
What's that vampire movie with the full frontal nudity chick? Innocent Blood. He was in Innocent Blood. Dude's in, you know him the second you saw him, he never ages.
He was also in the movie Too Fast, Too Furious. He played the cop, the local Florida cop that they was trying to buy the window so they could get the drug money.
You know
out
the
of
guy
the
we're
house.
Talking about now? Yeah, he never ages.
Fat guy with the beard.
Yeah.
No, he's not fat. Can't be the same. It's not the same guy then. This guy's old, and he's not fat at all. I don't know his name. I could just point him out, and you'd be like, oh, that dude, he's always the same age. Always has been. Now, I saw a few minutes of episode the other night, and I'm like, you know, I've been hearing about Sons of Anarchy for, you know, a couple years now. Like, everybody's in that show.
Yeah, I've been watching it since the very first season, and
sort of like a biker. It's about their biker
about
gang,
right? So it's worth watching?
Yeah. The FX has already ordered a fourth season of that show before the third season even started.
Well, dude, Ron Perlman in and of, by himself is probably enough reason to watch the show, because I love Ron Perlman, but... They're a biker gang.
It's basically about
called
a
the Sons of Anarchy.
Biker gang in Charming, California that basically runs the town.
So is Ron Perlman like the leader?
He's the head of the
He's
club.
The head. Does he have a big giant red hand and a tail?
No, not in this one.
Not like sawed off horns?
No, unfortunately not in this one.
So, I mean, is it like a drama, I guess?
It has its dramatic points. It also has a few comedy points, but... Nothing real funny. It stays more
you
towards
can have
the dramatic
comedy
side.
And drama, dude. It's a,
it stays more towards drama side.
Real
I
life
know.
Is funny.
I know it is.
So I've been hearing something. Is Entourage worth watching?
I have no desire.
Never watched it.
I like Jeremy Piven, but that's about the extent of why I would ever even consider watching that show.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me. But a lot of people like it, so... You remember how we used to... I remember when Friends started, like, I didn't... I'm like, I'm not going to watch that fucking show. And I went to, like, maybe third season that when we moved in together, I started watching Friends. And we watched it, like, every damn night.
Kind of like me with Buffy.
So no one told you life was going to be this way.
It just it
helps joke,
you
broke.
Better.
Your love lives, Dio. Man, they're singing about you too.
I'd probably recognize it if it was sung better.
Mike, I think he wants you to sing.
Well,
it always feels like your life is. I just screwed that all up. All right.
I'll be there.
That's
for
it for the boob tube. Because I don't want to talk about this stuff anymore.
Right.
We're going to go into another segment right after this.
Wrecking Crew Radio. Ask us about our balls.
For those about to rock.
You know, I'm never going to get over it. It's like, wee, wee.
For those about to rock.
It's like, I love Dillo.
Dillo!
For those about to. See, the thing about it is when these guys recorded these bumpers for us, they recorded two or three, and then we just sort of picked the one we like. And I don't know what it is. I just really dug the music. Just wee, wee, and then him coming in like, for those about to rock. It's just so like, I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. It's great. So, the last couple weeks have been Stew Picks, and they've all actually been pretty damn good. I will have to admit, especially last week, or
there,
not last show.
There was nothing stupid about them.
No, I said it's not stupid, Stew Picks. Especially the last one, which was Dead by Sunrise, which was fantastic.
Great.
Still listening to it. Very happy about that
Great.
One. That actually wasn't a Stew Pick.
That was you.
That was
mainly.
Because the Stew Pick the week before, or the show before,
yes.
Was Linkin Park's new, and then because of that, my iTunes said, if you like this, you might like this, and it's the Chester Copperpot other band.
Chester Copperpot?
Chester Copperpot. I have the key to One-Eyed Willie. That's what she said.
It's called Pull the Zipper.
But this week, I picked, and I threw one at you guys that Really?
Oh, my.
I thought we agreed upstairs you were not going to do that.
Oh, man. That was chair, dude.
Yeah. I'm surprised that chair
That's
is still
the classic
standing.
Classic excuse, Stewie. Classic excuse.
So I threw one at you now. Great.
Oh, damn. It's killing.
Somebody needs
what
to sew his asshole
shut. I'm not
shut.
Kidding. What's wrong with you? Like, I'm... Yes, thank you. You know why we keep that in here? Is because
just for him.
Yes.
Somebody needs to take a can of Lysol up his ass and spray it. He won't do that no
just
more.
Just connect it.
Yeah, you're going to need more than that.
Now, I picked this week for a brand new album. Just came out November 2nd. And I picked it, one, because I love this band. But also, you've always been sort of a... You like their hits, right? I mean, every time they have a radio hit, you've always kind of dug it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if you've ever really went beyond that. Have you?
No, not really, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So that's kind of what I thought, you know, might be interesting to hear this. Plus, it's kind of a cool album. This week we picked Death to False Metal, which is a Weezer album. The new Weezer album came out November 2nd, like I said. Now... This is a collection of unreleased Weezer songs, but...
They are now released.
Well, it's a little different. The project was originally going to be called Odds and Ends, and they actually rumored about Odds and Ends back in 2008 on, like, a radio show. They brought it up that it might be coming out. What makes this different is this isn't your traditional collection of studio leftovers. In other words, it wasn't like we recorded an album, this track got left off. That's not how this album happened. These aren't songs from the vault, anything like that. These are original follow-ups to Weezer's... Okay, it's kind of hard to explain. The album was created using the basic tracks of 10 previously unreleased recordings, 9 never-before-heard songs, plus 1 cover, to assemble a new record. But what happened is these are songs that they had written, but actually were just recorded for this album. Does that make sense? They were written for other albums, but never actually recorded, and then just left off. So while they were intended for a different album, then didn't make it on, they weren't recorded until now.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Gump.
This is a quote from Reaver. From Weaver. Son of a dick. This... is a quote from Weezer.
One. Take 3.
From Weezer. This is like take 6, dude. From Weezer frontman Rivers Cuomo. I don't know how to even say his name. He says, these were great songs, great recordings, but for some reason they didn't make the final cut for previous records. Some just weren't right for the albums we were recording at the time, just a bit ahead of their time, or to rock. Now the time is right to introduce them. Together they are the album that should logically follow Hurley, which was their last album.
Hurley!
Like I said, all the tracks were from stuff the band originally began recording in the late 90s, or I'm sorry, the late 90s and the early 2000s, but they finished them for this album. So it's old but new. This is kind of cool, Stu. You're going to kind of like this. The song Turning Up the Radio... is a result of a 2008 collaboration YouTube project. That was called Let's Write a Song, S-A-W-N-G. Similar to what Methods Mayhem did and we talked about, where Tommy put the tracks out there and asked other people to kind of come in and write stuff, and then he picked out what he liked. They actually put this out on YouTube, and they asked the fans to submit ideas. So the fans actually went through the steps of composing a tune, and eventually 15 people, they involved 15 separate people to create a track. So it's similar but not the same. Tommy actually made the music, put it out, and told people to do stuff to it. Make mixes, add music, whatever. These guys actually went out and said, make something and show us what you got. And then they took the ones, the 15 people they liked the best, and they got them all to collaborate together to make the song Turning Up the Radio, which might be why, in my opinion, Turning Up the Radio is a lot different than the rest of the tracks on this album. You want to play?
Because it wasn't written by them?
It's one of two songs on the album that were not solely penned by Weezer. And I imagine you guys know what the other one was, which we'll talk about in a second. It's the cover song. But let's play a little clip from Turning Up the Radio, shall we?
Okay.
No.
Are you falling asleep, you little pudwacker? I will kill you when you do. I'm not going to freeze your brawl this time like I did last time. I'm just going to straight up murder your face.
Wow.
And other parts of you as well.
Kinky.
Mike's favorite song is probably Blowing My Stack.
And also the song.
Ooh, he likes Blowing My Stack. There's also Losing My Mind, which features some of the most raw and personal emotions in Weezer songs, whatever that means. I'm a Robot was the one I like a lot. But the song we're going to talk about for a moment is the cover that made it onto this album. That when we got the album, I made a comment like, surely that's not a cover of that song that I hate so much. And it is, in fact, a cover of a song that I despise. Should we say what it is, or should I just play a clip?
I don't know.
Play it.
You don't know what the song is?
I forgot.
I saw the track list. I'd say go ahead and play it.
Smile, come and take these tears away. I need your arms to hold me now. The nights are so unkind. Bring back the nights when I held you beside me. Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again.
Okay, so it's better when Weezer sings it?
I like the original.
I don't. Okay. It's got to be some of the stupidest lyrics I've ever heard in my life. Oh. Unbreak my heart.
I tell you, I don't know if it's a breakup song in reverse, but it's okay.
Not a fan of the song.
All right, so
personally,
like, so they take a Toni Braxton song and like, okay, let's do this. No, it's
is
not
that what they were like? Okay, let's do this.
And then they go on the queer post.
So I looked.
Let's do this,
boys. Unbreak my heart. No, it's cool. I mean, if you like the original, do you like the Weezer one? I mean,
it's not bad.
It's okay. I mean, I just can't stand the lyrics.
I like the original better.
I just cannot stand the lyrics. I think they're so trite, and it's like, but teach their own, right? I mean, I don't like Achy Breaky Heart, and you have that big picture of Billy Ray in your room
with the crotch cut out.
Put a fist in
it. He likes to stand behind it and put his own penis through it. Like, look, I'm Billy Ray Cyrus.
It's like the little Chinaman from The
Dude,
Hangover.
I don't believe Chinaman is a politically correct term, but hey, whatever. You can write
Chinese man.
It's like the little Chinese man.
They'd like to be called Asian Americans,
so
damn it.
I wanted to find out why they called this album.
I don't think he was American.
Death to False Metal. and this is as much as I can find out. It comes from a phrase that Cuomo and his brother used when they were kids, relating to the integrity of music and the fact that a lot of modern artists don't respect or understand rock and roll, hence false metal and death to false metal. Now, I love Weezer. I don't know that I would call them metal in any way, shape, or form, but okay. I'll give you my personal thoughts on this, and we'll kind of around Robin. You probably haven't heard the album.
No, I haven't.
So, but the other three of us have heard it, correct? My personal thoughts, all these tracks felt like tracks. What I mean by that is none of them feels like a radio song. None of them feels like a radio hit. You know what I mean? They feel like tracks on an album. And in a way that kind of feels appropriate for Weezer, that seems like a very Weezer thing to do. Because Weezer's one of those bands that kind of found fame in a market that I'm not sure they were trying to find famous. Does that make sense? In other words, I think Weezer was releasing Weezer stuff and they just happened to get famous. It's one of those things that people just started picking up on certain tracks because of, like, Buddy Holly.
Yeah, it wasn't Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
Listen, dude, I like Buddy Holly by the Weezers.
Buddy Holly.
Buddy
Holly.
What the hell's that boy been smoking?
Buddy Holly, who? Same thing as me, what, apparently.
Wasn't Buddy Holly, like, their first?
Because one of their definite, yeah.
That was their
it was
biggest.
Very early breakout for them, but that's how they've been. I mean, consistent about.
I mean, the video alone was
the
like
video.
Awesome.
I think the video is what did it.
I love
to
the
be
video
honest.
For that song.
I think that's what really set them apart. But I mean, they've always been like that. I think they do Weezer songs, and it just so happens people kind of pick up on a song here and there. One of my favorite Weezer songs of all time is the Sweater Song, and I definitely wouldn't say that's a radio hit per se. But
I believe mine would be Pork and Beans.
You love Pork and Beans.
Oh. Pork and Beans. Pork and Beans.
Hate that song.
Really?
I love it.
Can't stand
it. That you... Keep Fishing. Again, brilliant video with the Muppets.
Never. Oh, yeah, that's right. I have. Okay.
It's a great video. And I think that's it. I think they're a band who just has fun with what they do. I enjoyed this album more than I thought I was going to when I first turned it on. When I first turned it on, I'm like, eh, it's going to be okay. But next thing I know, I'd listened to it three times, and I'm like, I really dig this. The tracks are all slightly different from one another as far as style and tempo go, but somehow they still all manage to be a Weezer song. You know, everything feels Weezer, even though they're all a little bit different. So overall, I really enjoyed the album. I think there's definitely no radio hits on this album, I don't feel. If so, it's going to be like turning up the radio or maybe Trampoline.
Yeah, I don't see a hit single out of this.
But, you know.
I mean, it'll be a favorite from fans, but as far as like.
Right. Weezer fans are not.
Top album, I don't see it.
Weezer fans won't be disappointed.
This is probably one of those CDs made for the fans and fans alone.
Or for them and the fans.
Yeah, I mean, as a chart buster?
No. I don't see it either. But it'll do well.
I think Unbreak My Heart will probably be hit number one, but that's just because Tony Braxton did it.
I think Weezer fans are loyal, and so I think the album will do well just because of that. But, yeah, I agree. I don't think there's any. We could be wrong. We've been wrong once.
Or twice.
Well, there's two of us, so we were each wrong once, so that makes twice, whatever. But
we were both wrong half.
Mikey, you listened to the CD?
I've listened to it.
Now, you got hung up. We won't say what it is, but you got a little hung up listening to the CD we're going to be talking about on the next show.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fantastic, but we're not going to say what it is yet. But so you didn't play Weezer as much as you should have.
Well, I started listening to it while I was getting the oil change. I like tracks.
I thought he said oil.
I'm glad he said oil change.
He's like, well, I was getting a, and then I heard oral. I'm like, what?
Is that what they're calling it now, Mike?
Was she a Weezer? Okay, you were getting an oil change.
Yeah, I like tracks 4 through 7. Skip 8. And 9.
You didn't like Odd Couple, really?
It didn't.
I think this is fantastic.
Woo!
I'm, got it.
being a maniac after a while, I would start to like,
come on, I got a PC, you got a Mac. Flack for your airport.
I read books and you watch TV. I get a 7. It's got a good beat. You can dance
to. Now this is 9. This is Autopilot. Again, I like this too. Probably not as much as some of the others. You know what's funny though, Stu? Kind of sounds like the same song. We were talking about, I actually believe that I heard Trampoline on 96 Rock the other day, now that I think about
what?
It. Which would be this one. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I did. Might not have been 96 Rock. Never seen you before. This is a very Weezer song that could kind of find its groove, like Island in the Sun.
You know what, Jay? I do believe I heard this the other day on the radio as well.
I'm pretty sure I did. Whether it'll be a huge hit or not,
it'll be one that'll probably be put in rotation a little bit, but not as heavy as anything else.
I think it already has. Well, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure 96 Rock is one of the few stations I listen to if I'm listening to the radio. And only because they've been so damn nice to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been. 96 Rock has been very, very good to me.
To
yes.
Me.
And me.
Because I used your name.
They were good to me a couple times on some.
If they're good to you.
On some promotions.
And I get to go to the concerts, by default, they're good to me.
You know, I.
Also, you should not announce that you used my name live on, or not live.
Yes, because they're listening, right?
They might be. You don't know.
And they know your real name.
My real name?
Gamble and Finn will hunt you down.
My real name is Inigo Montoya.
And I'm here to.
You killed my father.
Yeah. Prepare to die.
Just call me Mud.
So, I think overall we all agree that it's a pretty decent album. I was actually kind of debating whether I thought you would like it or not.
It was okay. I mean, I didn't like love it, but I didn't hate it for sure. What I was saying is, I was listening to it, and a lot of the songs I could dig, but it's not like ones that, like, besides 4 that I really got into. What was the name of it again?
Something? I don't know.
Going Insane or something like that?
Losing My Religion.
Yes.
Losing My Mind.
I like that one the most, but as far as loving it,
hated it.
I
just didn't know if you'd like it or not. I was sort of, you know, out of everything we've reviewed, if I'm not mistaken, I've liked everything except for one. Do you remember what it was?
Guns N' Roses.
Buckcherry. Cherry. Did we review that?
No.
We were supposed to.
We were going to.
But I didn't like it. But we were.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when you don't like it.
No, I don't remember why we didn't. Is that when we went on our hiatus? I think it was.
Maybe.
So maybe we'll still have to review that one. I'll give it another shot.
I do know.
You didn't care too much for the new Devo, but you're not really. I mean, you didn't hate it, but you aren't really overly. That's why I brought the Know Nothing Boys on, because I knew they liked it, and we could gang up on you and gangbang you.
Ooh, that's kinky.
And you like it.
I knew there was something wrong with you.
No, it isn't.
Was there anything else that one of us didn't like and the other one did? Or, I don't remember. Everything we've reviewed, at least one of us has liked it. We both liked Methods of Mayhem. We both loved the Slash album. Have you heard that? Slash's
Not
album?
Not yet.
Fantastic.
I've heard a lot
of good
things
about
that.
You full-on wouldn't believe. There are people. Fergie does a song on that album. Awesome. Kid Rock. Awesome. He should sing this style music all the time.
I'll have to check it out.
There was only one song I didn't like on there, and that was Lemmy. Motorhead, I just did not care for that. But I don't like Lemmy.
He always sounds the same no matter what.
And I'm not a fan. He sounds like an old man.
Well, Lemmy's kind of an acquired taste.
Yeah, if you get hit in the head a lot.
True.
So is penis.
Mike, that's your department, isn't it?
I do want to add something since we are on the subject of music.
Yeah.
Not that it incorporates into the whole Weezer thing, but there's a new song on the radio by a band called Pop Evil.
Yeah.
It's called Last Man Standing.
Did we review Pop? We talked about them because you
went
to the concert.
Well, they got a new album coming out here shortly.
And the song Last Man Standing is actually on that album. It's friggin' phenomenal.
And I just
and
heard,
they are coming to town.
I just
here
heard that tonight, November 27th,
yep.
Saturday night.
And I do plan on being there if I can.
At for the ones that are local, it's at the Mad Hatter.
I straight up am going to be there, maybe, if I
and
can. We've been to the
I,
Mad Hatter.
I had the
That's
the
where
awesome
we saw Neon
chance.
Trees and Paper Tongues.
And yeah. Neon Trees is coming back, too.
Yes, we know.
And I had the awesome chance to meet them guys, and they're all awesome. And they might even remember me because I showed them the tattoo.
Hey, if the Neon Trees come back, I guarantee you could get Jessica to go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go again.
That brought a big smile to Stewie's face.
We need to review one of their albums because they're really good.
I don't think they only have one.
Well, that would be the one we would review then, I guess. Yeah, so I think that's it.
Yep.
Let's go into something else right here.
What?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Whoa, I didn't even know that was coming, that little burp there. So, Spank Dog, this is exactly what it said it was. This is
whatever we want to talk about.
And this is what we do. So,
I want to talk about my gas problems.
Let me start by saying I hate your gas problems. Let me start by...
We're going to have an intervention with you later.
The story I hinted at earlier, I will go
There's
ahead.
There's no intervention about it. It's more like gas X and that's it.
I will go ahead and tell the story I hinted at earlier.
Hint.
So we know, you guys know, Stu and I are in martial arts. And
hint.
We were at class last night.
Hint.
Why are you doing that?
You said you were hinting around, so...
No, I didn't. I said I hinted at it earlier. Oh. It still doesn't explain why you keep going, hint. Hint.
I'm trying to channel the Kevin feel.
That's not even... You... Shut up.
See? It worked.
No, it didn't.
It was stupid. And
right, so how is that any different than what you typically do?
What?
Oh, you didn't fart to punctuate the end of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Anyway, Stu and I were at martial arts last night, and we were practicing with our friend Randy, and Stu were over there, and my wife was there, so we were working out together. And
he's like, oh, damn, I got to work with my wife.
She might listen to this, but I did say, I'm like, damn it, I have to work with her again. This sucks. I'm not going to get anything accomplished. I'm going to get hurt.
And
I did.
You did.
So we were working out. It was a pretty good night, and it was getting towards the end of class, and we kind of had a few minutes, so our instructor brings everybody up. He's like, do you guys want to see anything?
You want to try the ninja skills.
What do you guys want to see? And one of the guys is like, I'd like to see some savant. And so he's like, oh, see a lot, and blah, blah, blah. So I start going by. So I'll tell you what, I'll show you guys a throw. And we're like, okay. So they do this throw. Basically, you grab a dude by the lapels, you spin him around backwards, you get him on your back, and you flip him over. Now, they demoed it on a guy, and he landed, and everything was good. Now, everybody in the class is instantly like, uh-uh, and I'm grinning ear to ear, and I'm like, I look over at Randy, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it, you know?
So and then Randy's looking at me like, you're dead.
Randy wanted to try it, too, I could tell. So we get over there, and my wife kind of attempts it on me, but doesn't quite get it off, and nobody else is even trying it. I don't think I saw anybody else do it. Probably after they saw me, everybody
refused. I think there was one girl that did it.
So one of our assistant instructors comes up and tells my wife, he's like, "Now you almost got it, but you know the way you're positioning yourself here is a little off and everything." He's like, "I'll show you on Jay," and I'm like, "All right, cool."
And if you're listening, he's being nice about this.
What?
What?
What are you talking about, Willis?
What?
Anyway, so he's like, he looks at me, he's like, "I won't throw you." I was like, "No, go ahead, it's cool, you know. Throw me." So he grabs me, and he does the move, and what happens is he goes to throw, I hear my shirt rip. Now, from the point where he throws you till when you're supposed to land is all of maybe a second and a half.
If that.
But hearing my shirt rip is enough to distract me mentally. So I hear,
my shirt!
And this is what goes through my mind in about a second. Oh, shit, my shirt ripped. Hey, maybe I should be thinking about how I'm supposed to land. So, suffice it to say, instead of landing on both my feet, I landed on the ball of my left foot, which 200 pounds comes down on that ball, bends it forward, which then propels me forward. So I pretty much crack that, go flying, land on my knee.
Come on, you ain't laughing.
Ball of my foot, really?
Crack ball.
Yeah. Anyway, that propels me forward, and I land and bust my knee. So that's what I feel is my knee. And I'm like, I land on the mat, and I roll over, and I'm grabbing my knee, and he comes running up. He's like, "You okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm all right." He's like, "Really, dude, are you okay?" I'm like, "I'll be all right. Give me a minute." So I get up, and I'm walking it off, you know, trying to get my knee to feel good, and it starts feeling a little bit better. We go over, and they kind of show us a kick, and that's why I go up to raise on the ball my foot to kick, and that's when I realize all the pain in my entire body is now in my foot. So, yeah, I hurt my foot pretty bad. And Joe, the guy who was assisting, he felt really bad, but I kept telling him, "Dude, I told you to throw me, and I landed bad." So,
stupid!
You're so
stupid!
I'm more upset that my shirt's ripped than anything else. I'm going to have to buy a new shirt. Oh, well. You know, it's getting kind of stinky.
It's all right. Take a salt tablet. Shake it off.
Yeah. So my foot hurts today, which is great because tomorrow is the first day of Horror Hound Weekend.
Yes. So 3 days of walking around.
So it's all good.
He's going to be a pimp in the green cane.
But you know what?
Putting on the Ritz.
You know what? As soon as my foot heals, I might have him do it again. Because next time, I almost guarantee I'll make sure to land correctly.
make sure you have a couple shirts on next time.
Yeah.
So what about y'all? Anybody got anything that's been going on, Stewie?
I hate life.
It hates you.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
That's exciting. That's not... Come on, somebody talk. You got any stories to tell? Anybody had anything exciting happen? You know, run-ins with prostitutes or...
I'm about to finish up my crew tattoo.
What up with that? So Stu's red, white, and crew tattoo, thanks to Mario, will be getting its finis here in 2 weeks, correct?
Yes. At least that portion of it.
Stewie, who is broke, worked himself out a little deal, yo.
Yeah, and it wasn't even my thoughts.
How's that tattoo coming?
Yeah, Jay, get working on that better.
That was a horrible comeback.
Yep.
Why would I suck anybody's dick for your stupid tattoo?
Because you like it.
Well, I think I implied earlier that I didn't.
Give it to Mikey. He'll eat it. He eats anything.
Stu is going to detail a car in exchange for tattoo work.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Yeah, amazingly enough, it wasn't my idea.
No, it was his idea because you detailed my mom's car over the weekend.
A Veo.
And Mario found out, and he's like, he happened to drive by while you were detailing.
Yep.
And he said, "Hey, you... I'll give you some free tattoo work in exchange for a blowjob and some detail work."
Ooh.
Yep.
And you were like, "Dude, I don't know about the blowjob."
He jumped at the chance.
I might give you a handy.
Just give him a latex glove.
That's kind of cool, though, because you'll finally get the red, white, and crew tattoo finished, which will be nice. You know, we're going to have some killer stories after next weekend because it's my sister's wedding and Stu and I are running sound.
Yeah,
that might be a nightmare waiting to happen.
Yeah,
hey, I'm just hitting the on and off switch.
I can't believe she let us do this.
Off.
I conned her into it too. I'm like,
wait a minute. She trusts you,
and she's paying.
And she's paying him.
What'd you do? Go up to her and go, "Sis, I love you very much."
She's gonna give. Hey, look, he's gonna get like $30 and a Richards free Richards dinner. Really,
I wonder
can't
if she'd
beat
give
that.
Me an advance.
And she's gonna introduce you to a girl.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
She got big boobs.
Sassy. I don't know. We'll see.
She doesn't know that.
No, it's not my sister. No, my sister's getting married.
What? Ew.
Like,
Candy so, girl. You what? Are my world.
That's you should never sing.
Don't sing.
Candy girl.
It sounded like you were trying to.
You're my world.
You're like, "Candy girl, you're my world."
Well,
sound
Kermit.
Like Kermit.
Why are there so many songs about candy? And why am I green?
And he's trying again.
I know.
Damn it.
Now you sounded like Barf from You Can't Do That on Television.
I heard that.
So, Horror Hound Weekend is upon us.
Yes.
What a fiasco.
For all you listeners, it's done past.
What a fiasco.
Oh, my God.
So, Horror Hound Weekend's coming, and we're planning on going for a long time. And this one happens to be here in Cincinnati.
A local. Usually, we're like, all right, no problem.
Nice, cheap, easy, right? Stu loses his job. Well, quits his job, loses his job, and all that good shit. So he gets flat broke. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm caught up in this whole house thing, and I'm flat broke. And it's coming like down to the wire. We don't know what we're gonna do. And Stu gets a free ticket from our friend Steven, or so we think.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Steven's
not able to come.
Yeah, she's having a lot of problems. So everybody out there, send your wishes out towards Lisa because they're awesome people and they deserve it.
If you know who,
and they make
good
moonshine. Even if you don't be a dick.
We love you, Lisa.
Or I will when the lights are low, baby.
Lights don't even have to be low.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He's going to be there.
That's true. I mean, the man runs around Horror Hound, for God's sake, showing off his nipples to everybody.
And hers.
I think every one of us have a picture with our hands over Steven's nipples at some point.
Then, of course, there is the group picture from Indy where he was.
We never talk about the group pictures.
Yeah, that was awkward.
So we're going to have lots of stories after Horror Hound next week. I got Metal Mikey crashing at my place.
Yeah, and I get Gray from Dark
I don't trust
Hours.
Gray. I think he's going to touch your penis in the dark.
I'm more...
Stewie might like it. Shut up.
I'm more worried about Brian.
Well, you think he's going to touch Brian's penis?
No, I'm worried about Brian touching Gray.
Well, somebody's going to touch somebody's penis, all right?
And then there's going to be a lot of screaming.
Only if it's a good weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he ain't listening, so...
Let's discuss this. So, I know you're excited because Meg Foster's going to be there.
Oh, my God, yes.
Are you going to take
hopefully she...
You taking your They Live?
Yes.
Getting it right next to Ratty Ratty?
Yes.
I don't have
the
money.
I'll probably do the same thing. Thank you.
I don't have the money to discuss the sheer amount of people that I want autographs from.
I would love to get Chainsaw, dude, because I got VHS copy.
Yes, that's awesome.
I have the VHS copy of Summer School, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, you'll never get the other dude because
he was
my favorite
in
Lawrence?
The whole movie.
Was that his name? What's his name?
Chainsaw.
I don't remember. I haven't seen it in so long.
Yeah,
he died in a car wreck. That's really sad.
That sucks.
Man.
I'm just excited because Jeffrey Combs is going to be there. Barbara Crampton's going to be there. Richard Band's going to be there, and I will be getting his autograph right next to his brother's on my Puppet Master 3 poster. Meg Foster. These are all Full Moon alum. And
Malcolm McDowell's going to be there.
And the Hot
I'm
Blue.
I'm very excited to
and
be
the
there.
Hot
the Hot Blue Chick.
And Danielle Harris.
Yeah, Danielle Harris is going to be there.
Ooh,
I'd like to get in between her and the Hot Blue Chick.
Ooh.
I still want to know how far the blue goes.
All the way down to the balls, apparently.
I would have went there.
We know you would go there. There's really no place you wouldn't go,
sir. That's just Mike's M.O. anymore. So.
All right, no place I wouldn't go.
That's his, hey, Mo. Sweetly. What are you, Jabberjaw?
On good nights.
So the Indianapolis Horror Hound, which comes in March,
is going
to have a Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Very excited about that one.
That's going to be pretty flipping cool. And also, the guys from
the
Boondock
Saints
are going to be there.
And it is rumored that Douchecast is going to be there.
It's what I hear. I don't know.
I know Mike said he was gonna on his way. He's gonna.
That'd be Mike from Cadaver Lab.
He's gonna be minivanning it.
As far as the douchers go, I only know two of them,
and one of them's sitting right there to your left.
Mike, you left.
I'm looking in your direction.
Nah,
dude.
Don't put me in it.
I only know Mike and Steven, so I don't know the rest.
See,
of
Mike,
them.
Yeah.
They don't know us either, although you'd think they did. But they don't. Mike, we know Mike from Cadaver Lab, and we know Steven from JFMP. I don't know any of the others on any kind of personal level.
And they're also supposed to be doing another horror host like they did last year.
Which would also be pretty sweet.
They're doing one, I think they're doing a small one in Cincinnati, and I know they're doing another one in Indy next year.
They're doing a small one in Cincinnati. That's what she said.
Small Wonder?
Ooh, they should have a Small Wonder reunion.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Like, she's like,
that would be pretty scary.
She's like uber Christian chick now. I think she does like some Christian talks. I don't know.
She used to post for Playboy.
I just want to see like all these like stars from the 80s that disappeared. They just should just bring them all. I would like to see Corey Feldman come just because we had Corey Haim. And Corey Feldman's face that he'll do anything for like a pizza and $50. It would be cool.
$75.
Did you see Lost Boys 3?
No, I did not.
I have not yet.
I've seen the previews for it.
That good, huh?
It's not bad. It's not Lost Boys. Definitely better than Lost Boys 2.
I was going to say, it's not a pile of shit like the second one.
if you can just shut off the fact that it's a Lost Boys movie and just call it a vampire movie, it's kind of fun. I don't know. It's not. They're still missing the point, and I don't think anybody will ever. They're making another one, I can guarantee you. But
they're maggots.
He was a lot better in this one. Corey Feldman's character was a lot better in this one. Plus, you know, James Newlander was back in it too, so the Frog Brothers were back, which was cool. I don't know. I think it'd be cool to see Corey Feldman at a Horror Hound just because we got Haim and we got to meet Haim and
we lost Haim.
Wasn't that impressed. Was his attitude, but you know, obviously he was going through a lot, so kind of sad. I don't know if you guys could pick any one person to be one person. You get one pick. Who would you guys have at a Horror Hound?
At Horror Hound,
yeah, any one person that you could see show up at one of the Horror Hounds. Robert Englund.
That's one of.
I was just taking. I'm taking a shot in the dark. Rob Zombie.
Sherry Moon Zombie.
Really?
Yeah. Just to get my copy of Devil's Reject signed by
just
her.
To get my what? The what?
My copy of
Devil's. Because I would have finished that a different way.
Yeah, I know you would have.
Just to get my cocky sucked by her.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm
you would
show her my Halloween.
What about
treat.
Rob?
I'd love to meet Rob.
You already got his autograph?
Not yet.
So you'd rather have Sherry Moon Zombie than Rob Zombie's autograph? No,
either or. It don't matter.
I'm just curious.
It don't matter.
I'm not judging you.
I've got a very long list of people I'd like to meet.
One person.
Can I just mention a group?
A cameo's not going to be there.
It's not a horror movie.
No, what I was thinking, like, how about the cast of Ghost Hunters?
Really?
Yes.
Isn't one of them? One of them at one of them are going to be at one of them? I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Stu, one person, anybody you could pick.
I know it's a far shot, but can it be two people that kind of go to as a package?
Sure.
Supernatural guys, Jensen Ackles
and Jared Padalecki.
Yes,
yeah, that probably would never happen, but that would be pretty cool.
I mean, it's a far shot, but you know, hey, they got Romero, they got
Corbin Burnson,
Clive Barker. You know,
yeah, it would be really sweet if they could get those two to come.
I mean, shoot, they had Doug Jones, and he's like he just got really big for a minute there.
I would like to see. Ron Perlman would be really cool. Since we had Doug Jones.
Starstruck.
Get Ron Perlman there would be really pretty sweet. But I'm looking forward to it. We always have a good time. We're going to have a good time this time. You know.
Good time this time?
A lot of familiar faces are coming into town. Unfortunately, a lot aren't going to make it, which...
It's going to suck.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
You know, I'm going to miss Patrick.
I'll miss you most of all, Patrick.
It's just not a party
and
without
And you too,
Patrick.
Scarecrow.
It's a party without Patrick, but
it's
not
just
as
not,
much.
It's a lot of fun
it's
when
not
Patrick's
a party.
Around. Fabulous.
It's a party, but it's not a party. And if you're not listening to Scream Queens, then you're an asshole. That's all I got
with
to
a
say.
Z.
That's all I got to say. But an asshole. Oh, man. So do we have anything else? Anybody got anything they want to say before they get out of here, before we get
just
out of
here? Make sure you go to horrorhoundweekend.com.
Well, yeah, horrorhoundweekend.com, and there'll be stuff. Hey, if you're in Cincinnati area, you can't make it because this show's out after. But, yeah, you can go in there and get information about the next one, so that's cool. What do we always say here? You can contact us, wreckingcrewradio@gmail.com, and that's CRUE. radio@gmail.com. I'm getting a stink eye.
Or a brown eye.
Ooh.
How would I get the brown eye? Me and my wife and I have an interesting relationship if she's giving me the brown eye.
Hershey Highway, y'all.
What is with you in the voices tonight?
I don't know.
And sitting like that, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's real.
It's French.
It's British.
You're not British.
I know.
Dildo.
Asshole.
What's a asshole?
Yeah, you know, just an asshole. Just
is that the new song by Reezer? Baholi Hallelu. Whatever you were calling it earlier.
Bala.
Badahala.
Yeah, screw you. Badahala.
Stu singing the new Badahala by Reezer. All right, that's all I got. Yeah, anybody else got anything they want to say? Spank Dog, thank you for coming and sitting with us.
No problem.
Ooh, your nail polish is nice.
You should come back.
I will.
And start doing some in the ring.
I'll have to get some stuff together for that.
I'll do that, yeah.
I'll do that.
Mike, I guess thanks for coming back. Whatever.
Oh, gee.
It'll be about another year.
Okay. So you know, I take an absence for a little while. You know, so mm-hmm. I can collect my thoughts and read more magazines.
Well, that's about all we got this week.
Damn you!
We'll be talking to you next time.
Victory will be mine.
Until then, guys, stay awesome.
Peace out, yo.
Yes.